A couple weeks ago, I heard a quote by Bob Marley, and he said, "Some people are so poor, all they have is money." Welcome back to The Creation of Her. This week's episode is a bit of a quickie, and if you're watching on YouTube, we are in a very weird setup with weird lighting in my car because this is the only time and place that I could give this message. But that being said, when I heard that quote, I don't know what the circumstances were, but it hit me to my core because that month prior, I was so hyper-focused on my income and on my business and how I'm gonna get from point A to point B and double or triple my income. And it was low-key taking over my brain. And that is so unlike me. That is so unlike everything I know about manifestation, about God, about calling in desires. So if you're in the world of manifestation or you're in self-improvement, which if you're watching this video is very likely, you already know that you have to vibrate at the frequency of what it is that you want. Anyways, right now I'm studying a lot about Bob Proctor and Earl Nightingale, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that they really emphasize is that a lot of people know what to do. They hear the stuff, they hear the advice, they hear the laws of the universe, they hear this and that, how to call in your desires, how to up-level, but they take in all this information but never really put it into use, never really reflect on their thoughts, reflect on what they're thinking, reflect on their vibration throughout the day, reflect on what they're letting in or not letting into their lives. If you know about this world of manifestation, you already know that like attracts like. If you want to be rich and you're constantly in that energy of desperation of when is this going to come, when am I going to reach that goal, when am I going to make this income, when is this business going to be successful, when am I going to be able to just retire and lay back, when you're in that energy and you're asking yourself those questions, you're already in the wrong vibration. You're already in the lack energy. The question that you need to be asking yourself is, how am I already rich? And not even in terms of calling in your desires and calling in all the abundance that you want monetarily and in whatever other areas you'd like, but also for the fact that just how Bob Marley said, some people are so poor that all they have is money, you're gonna reach that goal eventually. If you clicked on this video knowing your drive and everything, we already know that you're gonna reach that goal. But do you really wanna get to that goal? Do you really wanna get to that level of so-called abundance, or I guess just monetary wealth, and not realizing how you were rich all along? And then in a decade from now, when some few people in your family have passed away, or you're no longer living in X, Y, and Z situation, or the world has crumbled in a certain way that you don't have things in a decade from now that you had today, do you want to really get to a decade from now, or a year from now, or whatever the case is, and realize how rich and abundant you already were, but you didn't take the time to appreciate it because you were so hyper focused on just a monetary number? So we already know if you want to be rich, you have to vibrate at the frequency of what you want. How do you expect to get rich if you don't feel rich right now? You have to get your nervous system accustomed, regulated, and fine-tuned to the frequency of being rich. And like I said, what's the point of money if you get there and all you have is money? We want money to expand on the riches that we already have. Like me personally, I always look forward to my income increasing because then I can travel more, I can come back and see my family more, I can spoil my family, I can buy healthier groceries, I can attract new experiences, I can have new experiences with the people that I love. Those are the real riches of life, and money is very essential. Money is a beautiful energy, but it can be used as a tool to expand on all of these beautiful riches that we already have. So ever since I heard that quote, I started this thing where on my daily walks, because I walk every day, I will name the 101 ways in that I'm rich. And when I tell you guys, obviously the first day I was like euphoric, and every single day I do it, I still get this sense of euphoria, but it just puts my vibration on such a high level. And that is what you want when it comes to calling in your desires and vibrating at that frequency. Your feelings are your indicators. If you want to know if you're connected to your desire, if you're connected to source, you have to see how you feel. If you feel in that bright, light energy, you're connected. If you're feeling down, desperate, and hopeless, you are most definitely not connected and most definitely not aligned. So on these walks, I wrote down a few for you guys, but I will just get super creative with them. I will name all the ways in that I'm rich. So for example, I will tell myself, oh my gosh, I'm so rich in money, I'm so rich in health, I'm so rich in nutrition, I'm so rich in options, I'm so rich in high quality friendships, I'm so rich in romance. And you can even say things as a way to call them in. For example, I'm not technically rich in romance now if an outsider looks at it, because I'm not in a relationship, but I romanticize my life, so I feel as though I'm rich in romance. And just the fact of me saying it out loud and acknowledging how rich I am in romance calls it in more. And now I'm being asked on a bunch of dates after even starting this. And on top of that, I've brought in a lot of more deals with doing this. I'm rich in clothes, I'm rich in sunlight, I'm rich in oxygen. Do you know how crazy it is that we are so rich in oxygen? Like, you can just my nose is kind of stuffed. You can just breathe in and breathe in all of this oxygen that's all around you all the time. I'm so rich to be able to see in color, that I'm looking outside the window and I see these green trees with the blue sky, and my vision is 20/20. I can just see everything clearly. I'm so rich in vision. I'm so rich in the abundance of being able to see all the goodness that this earth has to give. I'm rich in strength. Today I went to the gym. I hit new PRs and a bunch of different workouts because I'm so rich in strength, and I'm so rich in nutrition to fuel my workouts. And that is a huge blessing because so many people don't even have access to a gym, are not physically able to do what I did today, cannot eat for whatever reason, or cannot eat the same things that I eat, or they can't afford nutritious meals. You think I'm gonna go another day neglecting that just because I'm putting all my focus on solely money? Absolutely not. I'm rich in focus. I'm rich in clarity. I'm rich in safety. I'm rich in luxury. I'm rich in guidance. I'm rich in my relationship with God. Anyways, I want to keep today's video short because my message is that you need to see today how abundant and how rich you already are, because you are. And I can't even begin to list and explain all of the things that have happened in the past 2 weeks, just off the sole fact that I've been doing this for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes a day. Every time I go for a walk or when it pops in my brain throughout the day, I do it. So many brand deals, relationships, ideas, and just amazing, abundant, rich things have come in the past 2 weeks from shifting my frequency by doing this. Acknowledging how rich you are is a daily act. You can do it while you're journaling, while you're walking, while you're talking. I like talk to myself out loud while I'm walking, if I'm walking on the street or anywhere, and I'll do this. Acknowledge how rich you are every day. Try to name as many things as possible. Have fun with it, get creative with it. And overall, the point is not only to have gratitude for the amazing things you have in your life right now, but to get yourself on that frequency if your end goal really is to be quote unquote rich. That's all I have for today, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.